It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host for the program today. My name is Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me today, whether you're listening on podcast, on radio, or on my Facebook. I'm so glad you're here because I believe God has a great word for us today. Yesterday, we started a brand new series called The Voice of the Spirit, How to Hear God in a Noisy World. And today, I want to talk to you about the subject that God still speaks today. Our theme verse today is Hebrews chapter 1, its first two verses. It says this: In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Now listen, some people today say God's silent. Others wonder if he stopped speaking altogether. But the truth is, God still speaks. And he speaks more clearly and consistently than you might realize. The real question is not if God is speaking. The real question is, are we listening in the right way to hear his voice? See, friend, God's not silent. Throughout Scripture, God is always speaking. He spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. You find it in the book of Genesis. He spoke to Moses from a burning bush. He spoke through dreams, visions, angels, prophets, and one time even through a donkey. And ultimately, he spoke through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. In Hebrews here, it tells us that God once spoke through prophets in various ways, but now he has spoken to us by his Son. See, God's voice didn't stop echoing when the Bible was completed. No, he's not retired. He's not silent. He still speaks clearly, faithfully, and personally. Now, you might be thinking today, Keith, how does God speak? I want to hear his voice, so just tell me how he speaks. Okay, let me give you some examples. First of all, God speaks through his word, what we call the Bible. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says this: All scripture is breathed out by God. The Bible isn't just a book, it's God's breath on paper. And so when you open the scriptures, you're not just reading, you're listening. God's word is the foundation for all the other ways he speaks. And let me make something very clear. God will never speak something that contradicts scripture. If you want to know the will of God, start with what he already said. I want you to think today of a GPS system. I've always been fascinated. I had GPSs when they first came out. I thought it was the most fascinating thing. Because when you're lost, it gives you direction. But only if you have it turned on and you're tuned in. The Bible is like a spiritual GPS. It doesn't just inform you, it guides you. But if you don't open it, you won't hear it. There have been times in my life when I've got off route, and God says, off route, recalculating. He brings me back to where he wants me to be, right in the center of his will. See, sometimes people ask, why doesn't God speak to me? And the answer is, he already has, right here in the book we call the Bible. Now let me give you secondary ways that God speaks. God speaks, secondly, through the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said this: But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. See, the Holy Spirit takes what Jesus said in the Bible, and he makes it personal, and he makes it present. He speaks through inner promptings. You just feel in your heart, and you get that inner witness of God's Spirit. He speaks through conviction. He lets you know you're going a wrong direction. Don't do that. Don't make that decision. That's wrong. He speaks through peace, when you just get that inner peace where you know something is right. And then he just speaks through gentle nudges at times where you just feel God speaking in your heart. Maybe it's to help someone, to do something, to help take care of a widow. Sometimes he gives warnings. I've had that happen where God's Spirit just spoke with a loud warning. Keith, this is wrong. Keith, this is bad. Don't do this. Sometimes he stirs compassion in my heart to help someone. Sometimes he just reminds you of a scripture you didn't even know you remembered, and it just comes to your heart. That's the Spirit of truth who comes to guide you into all truth. See, the Holy Spirit doesn't shout. He whispers to those who are willing to listen. And then thirdly, God speaks through people. God uses godly people to speak into your life. You ever had those moments where a pastor's message just hits right home, where it's exactly what you needed to hear? Or a friend's encouragement might be the very word from God that you've been looking for. And sometimes it's even a child's simple prayer that can carry divine direction, and you can hear God from the mouth of a child. But again, it always will line up with the Word of God. That's how you know God is speaking. And here's a big one. You might didn't see this coming. Sometimes God speaks through circumstances. In Romans 8:28, it tells us, "In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose." See, God opens and closes doors. He arranges divine appointments. Man, I've had God bring people in my life. I've had God set people right next to me on an airplane. I've had God bring about divine appointments through circumstances, and I know it's God. He even uses disappointment sometimes to redirect us. Pain can sometimes be a loudspeaker if you learn to listen. Don't misinterpret silence as absence. God may be guiding you by shifting the scene, not by shouting a sentence, just by changing your circumstances. And then fifthly, God speaks at times through dreams and visions. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, he said, "Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." God still speaks in supernatural ways today. And while not every dream is divine, some are spirit-born. They leave a weight of clarity or warning that you just can't dismiss. And when God gives you a dream, what do? You test it, you pray over it, and then you line it up with Scripture. Friend, are you open to hearing God's voice today? If you are, I can tell you God has something to say. If God still speaks, and he does, the question becomes, are you tuned in? Are you open? Are you still enough to notice the voice of God? God speaks, but he doesn't force you to hear. He waits for hearts that are humble, expectant, and ready to obey. You know, when Samuel was a boy, he heard God call his name in the nighttime. He didn't know it was God at first, but once he was taught, he responded. And in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10, he said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That posture will change your life. When you come to the point where you say, "God, I'm listening. I'm going to make my life still. I'm going to just tune out all the noise. I'm going to turn off the social media, turn off the television. I just want to hear from you, God." When you do that, just say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." I believe God will speak to you. Do you know there's a room in Minnesota called the quietest room in the world? And it's so silent that people can hear their own heartbeat and their bones moving. Many people can't last more than a few minutes in that kind of silence. They're uncomfortable because they're not used to hearing what's always been there. My wife and I went to a valley in California, and I'll never forget it. It was like the quietest place I've ever heard in my life. You could, to hear total silence was something I had never heard before. See, the voice of God's often like that. It's not loud, it's not chaotic, but it's always present, it's always clear. And if we'll get quiet enough to hear, God has something to say. Now, I want to wind this up today by telling you how to position yourself in order to hear God's voice more clearly. First of all, open up his word daily and then ask before you begin reading, "God, what are you saying to me today? Would you just lead me to a passage where I can hear your voice. And then secondly, invite the Holy Spirit. Just say, speak, Lord, for I'm listening, just like Samuel did. And then, friend, I believe in writing it down. Keep a journal of what God shows you. You'll be amazed how it can help you in months later or years later when you look back on that journal and you realize you did hear from God. And then fourthly, talk with mature believers. That's how to position yourself to hear from God. Let trusted mentors help you discern what you hear. Say, hey, this is something that I'm feeling in my spirit, or I think I'm hearing from God. Can you help me with this? And then, friend, just stay consistent. You see, God honors those who keep showing up. Those who say, okay, God, I'm here. I want you to speak to me. Lord, we believe today that you are still speaking. Give us today ears to hear, hearts to respond, and minds that will understand what you're trying to say to us today, God. Speak through your word, Father. May we become a people who hunger for your word. I ask you today, God, speak through your spirit that dwells inside of everyone today listening to this program who, God, those who know you as personal Savior, you're speaking to their spirit. And those who even don't know you, you're speaking your Holy Spirit into them, drawing them to come to you. Speak through the people and the moments around us, God. And when you speak, help each of us to say, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, there's a story told of a young naval officer who was steering his ship through a dense fog. And off in the distance, he saw a faint light, and he assumed it was another vessel, so he radioed a warning. This is the captain of the battleship. Alter your course 10 degrees north. And the reply came back, this is the keeper of the lighthouse. Alter your course 10 degrees south. The officer bristled. He was in command of a massive ship, but the calm voice on the other end was unmoved. And then it hit him. This wasn't a moving vessel at all. It was a fixed point, an immovable truth. His only choice was to change course. The lighthouse wasn't going to move, but the battleship, it had to change. And that's how God's voice works. He isn't adjusting to fit our preferences or adjusting for our emotions. He's the fixed point of truth in this shifting world. And when he speaks through his word, by his spirit, it's not a suggestion. It's a direction, and ignoring it could prove fatal for us, and we need to listen when God is speaking. Now ask yourself today in closing, when God speaks, do I treat it as optional or as authoritative? The lighthouse isn't there to argue, it's there to save you. Am I willing to adjust my course when His word corrects me? See, pride will always resist, but humility, it keeps us safe. Do I believe His voice is the safest place to anchor? In a world of shifting opinions, God's word is the one thing, friend, that's never going to move. Thank you for joining me today for Fresh Oil. I so appreciate you tuning in each day, walking grace. God loves you, friend.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.